U.S. President Donald Trump is engaged in yet another controversy that is rolling back the fledgling detente between his country and Cuba. The Republican billionaire has canceled part of the deal that the former President Barack Obama struck with the government of Cuba, drawing angry reactions both at home and abroad.
Back in 2014, former U.S. President Barack Obama made a historic move to initiate a rapprochement with Cuba following decades of bitter confrontation. In 2016, Obama was the first sitting U.S. president to travel to the island nation after over 90 years. The two arch foes agreed ties could not be amended overnight, but took major steps to normalize them. Embassies were opened in the two countries and travel and trade began to grow. The civilized diplomacy efforts, however, now seem to be down to the drain, with new U.S. President Donald Trump announcing a new policy on Cuba.
Effective immediately, I am canceling the last administration's completely one-sided deal with Cuba.
Trump says the Cuban government takes the profit made from investment and tourism and spends it on the military. He claims his new policy would benefit the Cuban people and support the democratic movement in the country. The Republican president's new measures renew travel and trade restrictions and keep in place some penalties and embargoes on Cuba.
I think that this must create a lot of consternation among many organizations in the U.S. and, of course, businesses that see the possibility of restrictions on the announcements by Trump. This goes entirely against the will of the American people. The poll last year by the Pew Poll Research Organization found that 73% of people of the U.S. want the end of what is called in the media the embargo, but what we call the blockade, because it's far more extensive than just a trade ban.
Havana was quick to respond. In a statement, the Cuban government rejected what it called the hostile rhetoric of President Donald Trump. The statement said Trump's speech was loaded with hostility and recalled the times of open confrontation. Havana, however, maintained a conciliatory tone, saying it is still ready to continue respectful dialogue with the U.S. on topics of mutual interest. Washington's U-turn on Cuba drew reactions in Venezuela as well. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says Trump has embarked on a new cycle of aggression.
It's not possible that in the 21st century Donald Trump can say that he will maintain and worsen the blockade against the Cuban people, which we reject. From Venezuela, we rejected it. From the ALBA, and I am sure that the international conscience rejects Donald Trump's threats against the people of Cuba.
The United States severed ties with its former colony Cuba in 1961 after then-Cuban President Fidel Castro's revolution. Washington has been trying to topple the government ever since through imposing harsh sanctions, a failed policy which the U.S. has applied in many other countries around the globe.
Javier Faja is a Latin American affairs expert who joins us from London. You know, when you have President Trump do what he did, and it's not a complete rollback, by the way, which maybe you can tell us, it doesn't really stand good for the American standing in the world because you have an administration who did what they did, and then he comes and rolls some of it back.
But absolutely. I mean, but let's make something very clear. The embargo is still in place. President Obama never lifted the embargo. That's one element that we have to take into account when we are dealing with Cuba. The second element, a more positive one, is that there's a very limited sort of, you know, restrictions to what President Obama did. We heard the speech of President Trump saying completely, well, actually it's not, as you said rightly in the introduction and the clip you have broadcast, it's not completely. First of all, they limit the capacity of companies in the U.S. to deal with state-owned, military-owned companies. The military in Cuba had a great deal of investment in the tourist industry. These restrictions are going to affect companies that compete with the Trump empire in the issue of hotels and accommodations. So it's very interesting. I'm not suggesting that that's the reason why President Trump has done that, but by coincidence, this is going to affect competitors of Mr. Trump's business interests. At the same time, the diplomatic relations remain. That's extremely important. And as one of your guests said in the introduction, the business sector in the U.S. are very unhappy about this, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I was in Cuba in May 2014 when Thomas Donohue, the president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, was visiting Havana. It wasn't the first time. This time was a very open publicized visit, and he gave a lecture at the Havana University. And in the lecture, he said basically that the U.S. should not waste any opportunities to do businesses with Cuba. Now, let me quote a Republican representative who is against this measure, somebody called Jerry Moran, who said, and I quote, Cuba is a natural market for our nation's farmers and ranchers, and when we don't sell to Cuba, another country does. And he quoted President Obama's, Trump's rhetoric. Putting America first means exporting what we produce to countries across the globe, quote unquote. So basically, what Trump is doing is going against the very sector he comes from, which is the business sector. One of the issues that the business sector in the U.S. has is this. Listen, if we don't invest now, there won't be room for investment for us, because Canada has been invested heavily in the tourist and also in the mining industry, and Europe has invested heavily, especially Spain, in the tourist industry. So when more openness happens in Cuba in terms of foreign investments, there won't be any room for the Americans, and they want to invest in Cuba because they know that Cuba is a very potential strong market there. So on the one hand, Mr. Trump has to please his mates from Miami, President Cruz, Senator Cruz, and all that, those people who belong to the old-fashioned far-right Cuban-American community. But at the same time, he's in danger of alienating the very commercial and business sector he comes from. So that's why these restrictions are very limited. People will be able to travel. They will have to travel in groups rather than individually. That's one of the restrictions he's imposing. But there's freedom to take things out of Cuba at will. So they're limited. The speech sounded very, very like going back to the Cold War. But at the same time, Trump is very aware that this could go against the very business interests of many companies that want to invest in Cuba. He has a problem there, but I doubt that there's going to be a complete reversal of fortunes in terms of changing things, because President Trump knows that this business sector in Cuba, in the U.S., cannot afford not to have interests in Cuba.
Thank you for that, Javier Farja, Latin American affairs expert from London.